time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
What a time to watch the real estate market and find out what's going on every Friday with Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. We've got interest rates in the news and more. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. We do have interest rates in the news. Federal Reserve met this week, and as expected, they raised the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percent. So just wanted to reiterate to all the listeners that the federal funds rate does not directly mean that you're going to have a increase in mortgage rates. The federal funds rate is the rate at which banks lend to each other overnight. They're moving money around all the time, which is why they want deposits. And also, if they move too much money, something like Silicon Bank that happened last week, they don't have enough to cover their deposits. So because it was an expected 25% raise, the rates actually went down. So Federal Reserve went up, the rates have gone down. And Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, was in his comments actually mean more than what they do with the rate. So after each time the Federal Reserve meets, he'll announce the rate either staying the same, going up, or going down. But then he'll speak for a little while and answer questions. That's what the rate market will, the bond market, which that does determine what interest rates are, reacted to Jerome Powell. He was planning at the last time he spoke to about ongoing rate increases due to the surging economy. And then this time he said, maybe not. Maybe we'll only do another quarter of a percent raise next time, and then we'll stop raising to the end of the year. And that news is really what got the rates to go down a little bit. We're about 6.44 for a conventional, and we're actually under 6 right now for FHA and VA. And these are, when I say we, I'm just saying the average rates across the United States. So if you go to your bank and say, Shane said I can get a 5.75 VA rate, that may not be true at your bank. It might be a little higher. It might be a little lower.
And what are you finding in reaction to all these Fed announcements of recent months? How has it impacted the local market?
It hasn't hit the local market yet because it didn't go down a lot. I think when we talked last week, there were 6.55 was the average conventional rate. Now it's 6.44, so it hasn't made a huge difference. The Oregon bond, which we talked about last week, being at 5%, went up to 5.75%. So the Oregon bond is a first-time home buyer's loan, and it's a little slow. So they were reacting to the news that shot our rates up a month ago over 7%. And so that will likely go back down in the low fives soon. But, yeah, right now the first-time home buyer loan that's supposed to be cheaper is actually about the same price as getting a regular FHA loan right now. But locally, we talked a lot about weather last week, and we had a lot of rain. So we ended up not getting a whole lot, but only 21 pendings in the last week, even though rates are lower than they were the week before. And we had 31 pendings that week. So people don't like to go look at houses in the rain.
Well, it might be a little tricky in this state, but we're getting, more into the spring, and the market does usually tend to ramp up about now, right?
It does. What everybody's calling this, though, is the long winter, because it hasn't really flipped that corner yet to spring-type numbers. We know it's going to be lower, but because we've been running about 25% less sales per month and less pendings per month, really, since rates hit over 7 in October. So, but we expected them to be higher. The pendings are actually lower this month than they were last month at this time. So there's been I pulled some of these for March so far, and we have another week left of March, so don't think that these are the entire month's numbers. But there's only been 73 sales so far in March, which is a lagging indicator that tells us what our market was like 2 months ago. But last month in March, there were twice as many sales. 140. Now, we're probably going to get another 15 to 20 sales in the next week, so that'll end up being somewhere around 90 sales. But still, that's about, if it hits 90, we'll be 50 sales less than we were, about 36% less than last March. Our median sale price so far this month is $325,000, whereas last March it was 300. I expect that to stay the same throughout the next week. 339,000 was a median sale price in Douglas County last March. Same, our pendings are at 81 last March, 155. Our listings so far this month, and this is one of the problems why our prices aren't going down as fast as a lot of buyers would like, is because we don't have a lot of inventory. We only 88 listings so far in March. Last year in March, 176 listings. So it's quite a difference in the supply and demand. If we would get more listings on the market, it would definitely put downward pressure on prices. But because there's still not a whole lot of homes available, sellers are getting mostly about 97% of what they're asking for, and that's not driving the prices down quick enough. But they are down. They're down about 8% average sale price year over year, and about 4% median sale price. And if you want, and I was going to say some of you might have seen in the news also the median sale price for the whole country. If you take the whole country, that's at 363,000. It went down year over year. That's the first time the whole U.S. median sale price has dropped since 2012.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. But yeah, we had 11 years of year-over-year growth in the United States in terms of sale prices.
Well, that's kind of one to really ponder.
Yeah, and it depends on where you're at. So, you know, California is down about 8% from year-over-year. But if you go to, like, San Francisco, they're down like 20% in sales year-over-year. Or not in sales, in sale prices. They're down more than that in sales. But the prices in the big metro areas are really getting hit right now. Douglas County, you know, we're down 4% median sale price. It's not a huge drop, especially considering the appreciation we had 2020 to 2022.
Right. So for people that are looking to get a house on the market or are looking to go find a house, help them get connected with your group.
Yeah, we would love to help you out. We have 73 agents kind of spread out, most of them right here in Douglas County, over half of them. Our phone number is 541-391-4945, or you can just look us up at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.